During my 22-year career in financial services as an analyst, investor, and entrepreneur, I have witnessed the shortcomings and systemic risks of our financial market infrastructure firsthand. Paxos is a regulated financial institution and blockchain infrastructure platform. Paxos' customers include Bank of America, PayPal, MasterCard, Interactive Brokers, Credit Suisse, and many others. We help financial institutions provide their clients with reliable, regulated access to digital assets. Paxos also offers a uniquely structured and regulated stablecoin, the Pax Dollar. Each Pax Dollar is fully backed by one U.S. dollar. As a result, it is not volatile like other types of digital assets. However, it retains the same properties that make digital assets so appealing. It can be transferred nearly instantly, overnight, and on weekends, and it is programmable, secure, and traceable. Digital assets and blockchain technologies can create a more efficient, secure, and innovative financial system, and a more inclusive and equitable global economy. In the existing financial system, a person needs a bank account to safely store money, establish credit, earn interest, and borrow. Yet according to the Federal Reserve, 18% of all Americans and 40% of Black adults and 50% of adults without a high school degree are unbanked or underbanked. The current system is expensive and slow. International and even domestic money transfers can take days. At any given time, there are trillions of dollars worth of capital held up in transactions that have not yet settled. Digital assets are vastly more accessible. Anyone with a smartphone can download a wallet app to send and receive assets. No bank account is required. Transferring digital assets is instantaneous and convenient. They can be sent or received 24/7. There's no waiting around for wire transfers or money orders to arrive or for banks and stock exchanges to open. And transfers are often very inexpensive, in some cases costing just a penny per transfer. Digital assets can also reduce bias in finance. At its heart, blockchain is just a math equation. It is agnostic to a user's race, gender, nationality, or income. And blockchain permanently and publicly records transactions, reducing errors, fraud, and systemic risk. A blockchain-based financial architecture could settle trades on the same day, thus mitigating counterparty risk and eliminating the need for costly central clearinghouses. For our part, Paxos recently completed a successful pilot to offer same-day security settlement in support of SEC Chair Gensler's goal of reducing settlement times. Paxos believes regulation is essential for increasing public trust in digital assets and ensuring adoption. That's why we sought oversight by a primary prudential regulator, even though we were not required to do so. Paxos became the first regulated trust for digital assets in the country when it was approved by the New York State Department of Financial Services in 2015. We adhere to the same anti-money laundering and know-your-customer rules as banks. We are subject to regular examinations of our operations, procedures, and capital levels. Our products are also regulated. Of the world's three regulated dollar-backed stablecoins, two are issued by Paxos. Unfortunately, the uncertain state of digital asset regulation is hampering the industry's development. The solution is not to shoehorn digital assets into a regulatory system designed for earlier generations of financial assets. We have an opportunity to build a more efficient and effective financial system. We believe a primary prudential state or federal regulator should regulate digital asset companies and their products. Compliance standards need to be enforced. Regulation must ensure that customer assets are held segregated from the company's balance sheet. For stablecoins, independent auditors should regularly attest that assets backing the token are always held in reserve. Those reserves should be held in bankruptcy remote accounts and available to the issuer and not available to the issuer's general creditors. If the federal government instead stifles the adoption of digital assets, issuers, talent, and capital will flee for more welcoming jurisdictions. That would be a disaster for Americans, both consumers and workers, and our economy as a whole. Without regulated U.S. dollar-backed stablecoins or a central bank digital currency and the infrastructure to support them, it will become increasingly less viable for other countries and companies to continue using the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. We need the government support to create a new, more secure, more competitive financial system. The benefits of getting this right are enormous, but so are the consequences of getting it wrong.